You know, I want to ask you something about vacationing, holidaying. When you think about the vacations that you've been on, do you have any spots you went to that stand out as your favorite? Whether, you know, it is the favorite or maybe your top three. Maybe you've been to 10, 12, maybe 15 different places. And so if that's the case, your top three. If there's one place that really just stands out in your mind, which place is it? And what is it about that place and or that experience that makes it far and away number one for you? Hands down, number one. No competition, not even a close second, number one. And then if there is a close second, what makes number one, number one? What makes number two, number two? And not just comparing those two to each other, but comparing those two to all the other places you went, all the other vacation and holidaying experiences that you had over the years. What makes the best the best? What would you say, on the flip side of that, would cause the ones that you would place at the bottom of the list last on the list? What was it about those places and or those experiences? Because the place can have something to do with the experience, but the activities have a lot to do with the experience too. So, and that's why I'm making that distinction. What is it about the place and or the experience that makes something truly, truly great for you and something just kind of blasé for you? Again, when it comes to making these vacation times, these holiday times really special, we can vary the activities. And of course, the more money that we have to vary those activities, the better. Don't have a whole lot of activities, money to change the level of activities. Look for ways to do it without it costing a lot of money. It's certainly true that how happy we think we are during leisure depends on whether we have autonomy over our activities. According to research published in the Journal of Happiness Studies, the amount of freedom or autonomy that we have over our activities helps determine how happy we perceive ourselves to be during our leisure time, our vacationing time, our holiday time. This study found that there were several paths to leisure bliss, including doing activities that challenge us and provide learning opportunities. Think about people saying, oh, you know what? I want to visit another culture. I want to visit such and such a museum. And you have all of that going on. And my point is, yes, people do want to often include the learning experience as part of the overall experience, part of the total experience when they're talking about vacationing, taking a holiday. Let's go see how they live at such and such a country, such and such a state, such and such an island. Let's not just go to the parts where they have all the glamorous hotels and all of that. Let's find a tour guide who can take us through some of the cities, explaining to us what this place is about, what makes that one special, etc. Just different ways. You notice I said hire a tour guide, so that you don't end up taking some wrong turns and maybe finding yourself experiencing some excitement that you didn't want to experience. So making it varied. Maybe get involved in meaningful activities that add purpose to our lives, like volunteering. There are people who really enjoy spending some vacation time volunteering to help other people. If different activities make different people happy, then bliss points are probably very individualized, according to Leif Van Boven, who's a professor of psychology and neuroscience at University of Colorado at Boulder. He believes that activities could determine holiday bliss points, the activities themselves. One important consideration that he thinks we should keep in mind is the psychological, but also physical energy required to carry these activities out. Some activities are physically exhausting for most people, like mountain trekking. There are people who like to party. This can be mentally and physically tiring. So Van Boven says that on holidays that drain us, bliss points may occur at lower levels of consumption than people expect. In other words, you may not need to be doing it for long at all before you get to the point where you've had enough. How many of you do enjoy going on vacations, holiday times when you do go hiking, whether it's through forests, whether it's through mountains, but you really enjoy doing that? How many times do you do that while you're on that vacation? So if you're on vacation, let's say 8 days, do you do that hike all 8 days? How long do you hike each day? 1 hour? 30 minutes? 2 hours? What have you found to be the case for you when it comes to, I want to say a breaking point, bliss point, breaking point, law of diminishing returns point, the point at which you're hiking, and then you say, hey, you know what? I've had enough. And it's not that you've had too much. You've had enough. In other words, you hiked and hiked, and then you say, you know what? I'm not going to go hiking anymore this week. I've gotten in some good hikes. I'm done. But you know 3 weeks from now, three weeks later, you're going to be ready to hike again because you didn't get to the point where you were tired of hiking. You knew you had done it enough to really have enjoyed the whole time that you spent hiking. Each of those days, each of those hours, you really enjoyed it. But you knew, okay, I've had my fill. This is good. I'll call it off now. I won't do any more hiking this week. How many of you said, well, you know what? I've had that experience, but I've also had the experience where I hiked so much that I did get bored with it. I had done it too much. Even though I was hiking in different areas of the forest, different areas of the mountain, after a while, I needed to just stop hiking. I'd had enough. Bliss points. So like Dr. Van Boven says, those bliss points may occur at lower levels of consumption than people expect. But here's the thing too. Individual differences are enormous. Individual differences. This according to Ed Vingerholtz, who's a professor of clinical psychology in the Netherlands as well. He says that some people may find active holidays energizing, but they may find relaxing beach breaks tiresome.